Mixed up? It's not mitzaref. So how do you have mixed up water? It's Rashbam. Mikrira bechamimi. You put cold water into hot water. Or else hot water into cold water. Otherwise, it's not called mazik. But even though you're mixing up cold and water, that's not cold diluted. The min beminino, it's like one min. Like mildly cold, mildly hot, still cold one water. So if you drank two cups of something diluted, you have to drink a third cup of something diluted also. But if the water is just mixed, hot and cold, that's not cold or diluted drink, and therefore it doesn't help you to take away zugas. Even water could also take away zugas. If you had two cups of diluted wine, and now one cup of water, that helps. And Amar Papa Loya Marin, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, water also helps. It means the water was also a little bit diluted. It means you have hot water into cold water, so that also helps to take away if you drank already two cups of diluted wine. And now one cup of diluted water, that's also, it helps you. That makes it an odd number. Ukariri legay chamimi. Who are then if you have cold water mixed into hot water? Avo chamimi legay chamimi. Stein, you took a cup of hot water and mixed it into another cup of hot water, that's not cold diluted at all. That even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that cannot help you. If you drank before two cups of diluted beer or diluted wine, anything diluted, and now you drink this cup of water, of hot water, it doesn't help you. That's not called an odd number. And now then, kariri legay kariri loy. If you stam have cold water mixed into cold water, that's not called diluted. That's called pure water, and that cannot help you. Hezugas means you shouldn't drink two cups of diluted, and that's what you drank here. You drank a third cup. That's of something else that doesn't take away, make it into an odd number. Amar Reish Lakish, Abba Devarim Ha'isa Oison. Four things, if people do it, Domai Baroshai, you're like putting your head into danger, like you're putting yourself into Skonis Tafoshis. Or Mitzchayi Benashai, and really you deserve to be killed for this. In other words, these are things of Mazikim, they could harm you. So you're supposed to be careful, don't do these things, don't put yourself in a matziv that the Mazikim could harm you. So Rashbam and Rashi both say here that Abor Devorim Mishamruach Ru. It's like a new thing. So far we had Mazikim, demons. Then we had witchcraft, and now we had an Indian of Ruach Ra, a new thing, Ruach Ra, some bad spirit that goes upon you. Could be there's also a different type of mazikim. So bad Ruach, bad spirits. You do these four things, the bad spirits come upon you, and they could be mazik, they could kill you. So you should know, if it happens, like you cause it upon yourself. Eluhain, these are the four things. If somebody has to make, and he goes, and he opens the right, well, either ben shnei dekolim. Somebody walks in between two palm trees, also it's no good. It's bad for the mazikim. We'll soon see the tanoim. If somebody drinks borrowed water, you borrowed water from somebody else and then you drank, it's also not so good. We'll soon see why. And if somebody spilled water on the ground, and now somebody walks over that water, that's also bad. There's ruach ra there, and it'll be harmful to you. Even if your wife spilled out the water in front of you, you saw her spill out the water, still, you should not walk over that water. There's a question of Ruach Ra there. Maybe you'll be mazik, it'll harm you. Now the Gemara explains each one. Hanifna bein dekel l'chaisel, if you have to go between the palm tree and the wall, lo'yamorin, it's only said that it's bad for you, el delestle arbamis. There's no space of Dal Damas between the Dekel and the Koisel and the wall. If there's a space of four Amis between the palm tree and the wall, left on board, then you don't have to be afraid of these Mazikim. So to Rashbam, why? Elod Lehevi Arbamis, the first one of the big lines. The Loi Shavak Rav Chol Sheda. The Pshat is, the Shedim walk there. That's the path of the Shedim. They like to walk near the wall. And between the palm tree and the wall, they need like a good Dal Damas to walk. So if there's no Dal Damas there, so you're in their way. So if you're going to be nifna there, while you're doing it, they're going to come and be mazik you. So Rashbam, the Loi Shavak Rav Chol Sheda the Laver Ben Dek L'Kaisel Mishumachi Mazik Le, like you're starting up with them. Therefore, they'll be mazik you. But if there's four Amas there, so they have enough space to walk through, they won't bother you. V'chiles Le Arbamis, when there's no Arbamis, when there's no other road. But this is the only road the demons, the shaytan, have to walk. So if you're there in their way, they'll bop you off. Avalika, dir chachrinu, if there's another way for them to go, leslan bo, by sedem de mazikim, are nice people. They won't bother you, they'll see this road is stuck, they'll go someplace else. Trash Rashbam, el dleka dir chachrinu, shete yechon le shaytan alech boi, the ach shav bo zebik vulay. Since there's no other road to go, and the shaytan has to go, whatever that means, he has to go, he has to pass by, so he'll bop you, he'll knock you off, if you're in his way. They'll see this dark, you're taking away his road. For Yehochi Maskele, therefore he'll hurt you. But if there's another road, he's a nice guy, the shade, he won't bother you, he'll go the other road. Right, so that's what's bad if you be Nifner, bang between the Dekel and the Kaisel, if there's no Daldamis and there's no other road. Right, the Boiv eventually the column. Somebody walks through two palm trees. Loyamor and the Sony said, El the Loypas Ginu, Rishus Rabin. There's no Rishus, there's no path to walk through those palm trees. Avo Paskinu Rishus Rabin. But if there's a street going through these two palm trees, Leslan Bo, then there's nothing wrong with it. So Rashbam, Avo Paskinu, the Shchichi Rabin, since the Rabin walks through these two palm trees, Leslan Rishus Lihazik. The Mazikim have no right to bother you. Shein Le Liglos Rabin. They have no right to steal from the Rabin. So once the Rabin walks through there, it's like their property. The Mazikim can't go there. But if there's no Rabin walking through, so then his Inyavai says not to walk through two palm trees. I don't know if people are makpid to not. This could be a magay here. It's on the sides of the streets. You have a lot of times palm trees. So walk in between the palm trees. Quint this Gemara is something you have to watch out for the mazikim. But again, I don't know. What? Yeah, if you have a sound all on the streets itself, on the sides of the streets, you have a row of palm trees. There's no Rosh Hashanah walking in between there.
No, it's in the street.
No, Rosh Hashanah means like there's a palm tree and a palm tree and the Rosh Hashanah walks in between it. So then you're allowed to walk in between because that's your right to walk there. Let's say on the side of the street you have palm trees here, the Rabin don't but could walk through here. So then the shade has the right to say, this is my property, private property, don't come here. But like I said, I don't think as long as there we're chayshit too much for the mazikim. Right? Hashaysemayim shulma, somebody drinks borrowed water. Loya Marnas Zoni said, El de Shalino cotton. If a cotton, a small person, a cotton, a kid, borrow the water. Avogadol leslambo. But if a godel borrowed the water an adult, then the mazikim don't bother you. The afilu shalino cotton, even if a cotton, a kid borrowed the water, namilo amoron ela besod, it's only said in the fields. So le shchichi, there's not so much water on the fields. And if I says then the mazik gets thirsty, he wants to take the water, so he'll harm you, he wants to get the water. Avu bier de shchicha, but in the city that there's a lot of water, leslan bo, then the mazik won't bother you. Like he'll take other water, it does not take away your water. Rashbam. Loyamaran the shura the shura lamayim that the mazik will come on the mayim ela besodim in the fields leshricha mayim omosra nashe lishtais and the shade wants to drink water whatever that means so take away your water mashenkin in their city that there's a lot of other water he won't start up with you vaytin afilu besodim namilor mon ela mayim only on water avuchamra b'shichah leslambo if you drink beer or wine in the fields then the mazikim the ruach ra won't come on you. He doesn't like beer and wine. He only likes water. If somebody walks over spilled water, it's also bad. The Gemara says, you did not sprinkle any dirt on top of the water. You did not spit inside it. But if you poured some sand or dust into this water, oi tafu, or else you spit your saliva in there, leslan bo, then the mazikim go away from it. So there's band leskin will be off from, shalai pizer alayim off from, you did not spread any dirt over this water. But if you did, then the mazikim goes away. Also, bloyamar nello, bloy over alayo shimshif, the sun did not go over it. Bloy over alayo shisanigri, and 60 steps, like 60 people, didn't go over it yet. Avul over alayo shimsha. But if the sun went past this over this water, the over alayo shishanigran 60 steps went over it, leslan bo, then you don't have to be afraid of this water. You could take it, you could drink it, you don't have to be afraid of this water. Fulaya Marnasoni said el de loy rochiv chamra, if you're not riding a chamara donkey. Fulay sayim sani, you're not wearing shoes. Av rochiv chamra, if you're riding a donkey. The sayim sani, you're wearing shoes, leslan bo, then you don't have to be afraid of this, of the mazikim. This is only when we're only afraid of this mazikim. We're only afraid of the ruach ra. But in the case we have to be afraid of witchcraft, then We don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. In the case where you know there are ladies there that do witchcraft, whenever you see spilled water on the ground, you have to be afraid that those witches put it there, and they put their witchcraft into it, and if you go near that water, it could harm you. Even though you did all these things, the sun went over it, and you're wearing shoes, still you have to be afraid of it. Because it was a Maisak Yehu Gavriam. The Roch of Chamri was riding a donkey. And he was wearing shoes. And he walked over, he was riding over this water. And his shoes like shrunk. And his feet also shrunk. As Machmas, the witchcraft, it happened to him. So you have to be careful. Rishbam says, Gomed means Misani, Niskatso Manolim. His shoes shrunk. And Vitzavakarya Yovshuraglov. His feet also are dried up. Vaisas, because the witchcraft was working on it. So if you see spilled water on the floor, stay away from it. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha, three things, Ein Mamatziyin. They should not go in between two of us. Ein Mamatziyin, Zatrashi, Rashbam. Ein Mamatziyin, that we should not go between them. For Loim Mamatziyin, Rashbam says, means Lo Yavru Bein Anoshim. These things, three things, should not go in between two men. V'loy mismatsoyim means we should not go in between them. V'yeluhein, these are them. Hakelov, a dog. Hey, you should not let a dog walk in between two men, and a man should not walk in between two dogs. V'hadekel, you should not walk in between two palm trees, and two men should not walk on two sides of a palm tree. V'yisha, and a lady. A lady should not walk in between two men, and two men, and a man should not walk in between two ladies. The Yeshayim son say afachazer, even a pig, also the same thing. Don't walk in between two of them, and don't let a pig walk in between two men. The Yeshayim afanochish, even a snake also. The mamtzi in maitakante, let's say you did walk, let's say a dog walked in between two men, or two men walked in between a dog, what should you do? Maitakante is omara papa. Niftach b'kel, say a pasuk that starts with the word kel, v'niftach b'kel, let the pasuk end with the word kel. Inami, niftach b'loy, a pasuk that starts with the word loy, v'nasik b'loy, and ends off with the word loy. So Rishbam says, niftach b'kel, v'nasayim b'kel, kel u'matzim imitrayim, kiloy nochash b'yakov, ad mapo kel. So it starts with a kel and ends off with kel. Whereas niftach b'loy, u'matzayim b'loy, loyish kel v'yichozev, Ad lo yikamenu. Starts off with a loy and ends off with a loy yikamenu. These are the psukim you should say. The Marahani Beit Rei. There were two people. The matzoyelu isha nida. There were two men walking, and an isha that had the dam was running was walked in between them. So Gemara says, in tchilas nidosi, if she's at the beginning of a nidus, is her regesechet mihem. Something's happened that this isha is going to kill one of the two men. In seif nidosi, if she's at the end of a nidus, Marivoy Sibanaim. She's gonna cause a fight between one of these two men. So Drashi Yoregas Akmir means Shamazikosoin for Mashrav Ribanaim. Doesn't mean she literally will kill them. It means this is also bad for the Mazikim. So if an Isha Nida walks in between two men, she'll cause that the Mazikim will come and kill one of the two. For the Mara Maitakante, what should you do to save yourself? Niftach Bekel again, say this posik that starts with Kale, Vinasa Bekel and ends off with the word Kale. Yeah. So Marahani Trey Nashi. Yeah, if you see two ladies, the Yasmin Bapashas Drochim, they're sitting on the highway. They're sitting at the end of the road. Choda by Gisa, one on this side of the road, the Shril, Vechoda Beida Gisa, and one is sitting on the other side of the road. And they're looking at one and the other, you should know, Vade Bikshofim Askinim. These are two witches here, and they're doing things with witchcraft, and you have to be careful, don't go near them. Maita Kante, what should you do if you see them? If you see another road, fast change routes and go over the other road. Don't go near the witches. If there's no other road and you have to go here, is if you have another man you'll meet on the road, is grab hold of his hand, walk together. Hold hands and walk together, they'll be alright. They won't be able to harm you. If there's no other man next to you, this is what you should say. When you're afraid you're going to walk now in between two witches, is say these words, Agris, Azlis, Asya, Velusia, Miskatla, Bechekibel, that they should be killed with arrows. So Rashbam says, Agro, Azla, Usya, Velusa, Oysan, Shadim, Sha'atem oiskus ben b'kshofim, these are names of the demons that you work with your witchcraft, is miskatelas b'chei kibu, means kvar harug yamein b'chitzim. They were already killed with arrows. Kema yamochei kiblu. Kach sham rabbeinu merabbi. This is what you should tell, like this. You should say over these things, that these demons were already killed with arrows. Vaitem. Hai man de pogib yisisa. If somebody meets a lady, be idna de salka mitfilas mitzvah. At the time she's coming back from the mikvah. Mitzvah, she went to the mikvah, mitzvah. She's coming back from the mikvah. So if a man meets her, so Pasha, I don't think it means the husband. It means if another man, meets a lady that's coming up from the mikvah. Is iihu kodimu mishamish? If the man is going to have tashmis, I don't think it means with his lady. I think it means if he'll go home at night and have tashmis with his own wife. But if he's going to have it first, achtalei lididei. Ruach zanunim. A ruach zanunim, like type of a shade, zanunim, will give him bad thoughts, will grab a hold of him. Iihi kodma. Let's say she does it first. Let's say she has tashmis first. Il meshamsha is achtalei lididei ruach zanunim. Then this ruach, this bad ruach, the bad spirits of bad thoughts will enter her. Maitakante, what should you do to get rid of these bad thoughts, these bad ruach zanunim? Is leimoch, he say this pasuk of Tillim, that shoifech buz al medivim vayasein b'soyel adorach. Throw away these bad things, don't let them bother me. That's the pasuk you should say to take away these bad thoughts. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? Gam ki elech begeit samovus, and I go through the shades of the death, la'ira ruah, I won't be afraid. Kiyati modi, because you're with me. So what does it mean you go begeit samovus, you go through the valley of death? What does that mean? Sehayoshon betzil deku yechidi. Somebody goes to sleep at night in the shade of a single palm tree. Uvetzil levon, or else he goes to sleep at night in the shade from the moon. He goes in an open field, but only the moon is there. He goes to sleep. That's called the gate some of us. Over tzel deka yechidi, after you go to sleep at night by the shade of a single palm tree, le'amorin was only settled the le'nofel tula t'chavri alayu, that the shade from one palm tree does not reach the next palm tree. Avonofel tula t'chavri alayu, but if the shade from one palm tree reaches the next palm tree, leslan bo, then you don't have to be afraid. That's how we learned. Hayoshin v'tzel deku yechidi. If somebody sleeps a night by the shade of a single palm tree, v'chotzer in his own backyard, or else vayoshin v'tzel levoino, somebody sleeps in the shade of the moon, is dama b'roishay. It says what? He has to be afraid of the mazikim, and it's like putting his head into danger. He's like putting his blood in his head, like he's putting himself into danger to be killed. Hechidami, how are we talking about? If we're talking about that one palm tree, its shade does not reach the next palm tree, is afilu b'sadanami. Why does it say only in the chotzer? Then it's done of roishoy. Even in the open fields also. That was the first brisum. Mashma, any time you sleep, there's only one palm under the shade in the palm tree. Backyard, even in the fields also, it should be the same way. El olam shemamina. What did we learn from this? About the chotzer, in your own backyard, Afagav the Nofel Tula the Chavri Elayu is also a sakona. Shema Mina, that it's a bad thing. So the difference, if you're sleeping in your own backyard, at any time it's bad. Even though one palm tree, the shade reaches the next palm tree, still it's harmful. But if you're sleeping in the open field, then it depends. If there are two palm trees there and one shade reaches the other shade, it's not so bad. But if there's only one palm tree, that's when you have to be afraid of the mazikin. Tomorrow, if it's Tzela Shalavona, and if you sleep in the tail, in the shadow of the moon, Le'amorna Soni said Ela B'Marova. Only when the shadow is facing towards the west side. Avu B'Medincha, Leslan Bo. When it's facing towards the east side, then it's not so bad, like the Rashbam says. Over Tzela Shalavona, Le'amorna Ela B'Marova. Hainu B'Seif HaChodesh, at the end of the month, Shalavona Zerachas B'Mizrach, that the moon shines on the east side. If you're sleeping near a wall, the wall is near the west side, since the Lovon is on the east side, so the shadow goes the other way, goes towards the west side. That's when you have to be afraid of the mazikim. But at the beginning of the month, that the sun is shining on the west side, The yoist that sail by Mizrach, and then it's shade, the shadow goes towards the east side. For going to Shaykh of Eitz Lakaisa, but Saddam is Rochis, then there's nothing wrong with it. Left Lan Bo. Marahai man, the Mafni Agirda.